Welcome back to the NBA Superstar. This is the official number. And back with me is Lindsay, myself, Daz, and the German. All right, guys?
Yes, thank you.
Good, thank you.
This week we have a special guest in today, Mr. Rahul. How are you doing, Rahul?
Yeah, hi, Dan.
Pretty good. Yeah, very good. This is a reality podcast presented by current students at the Liverpool Management School. We explore the personal, non-formal aspects of taking a year out for a master's and what an MBA course can offer you. In today's show, going back to that, I'm loving the continuity, is Rahul. Rahul's age 27, from Mumbai in India. Since starting the course, he has become the social secretary for the MBA course. Rahul, can you tell us your first thoughts when arriving in Liverpool for the course? The place, the people, your accommodation, homesickness, those sort of things.
It was about 6 months back when I came to Liverpool. And as normally for all the Indians, it's like quite scary at first.
Mm-hmm.
Because the culture-wise, it's almost completely different than what we have in India. It's completely different. But somehow, the people are very good. They are very cordial, very friendly, very outgoing. They make you feel more than comfortable at home.
Did you get a culture shock when you first got here?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And did you feel homesick?
No, homesickness has not been an issue with me because I have been away from my home for the last 9-10 years. Homesickness, yeah, but sickness of my country was an issue, yeah.
Yeah, because not mentioning any names, we did actually lose one person from India.
Yeah. But that depends, I mean, like, that's fine.
Mm.
Yeah, that's fine, but...
So in what respect was it a culture shock? What specifically would you say was the biggest difference?
It was like, in terms of culture, I'll tell you what, like the first day, the very first day, I remember when I stepped down in Manchester. It was like the people which, like in India, wherever you go, we have like hordes of people around. Like you'll die, you'll just, you'll want a space, free space of air.
Yeah.
When I stepped down here, I just, actually I have my relative here. So he came down to pick me up from the airport. I just told him, I mean, is there something going on in England? I mean, like, it's curfew or something like? There's no one or something? And I was pretty serious. Yeah, because I saw no one on the road. Yeah.
No one's around.
Yeah. I thought, what's that?
So and then agoraphobic, isn't it? Yeah.
And then 2-3 days back, when I was in Liverpool, after 5 o'clock, everything, I mean, like, the roads become deserted and the nightlife is pretty wonderful, of course, like. But, yeah, I mean, there's...
So how do you find the nightlife here, then, compared to Mumbai? I mean, Mumbai is very colourful and it seems pretty good in the movies and Bollywood.
It is. I think, in terms of nightlife, I'll say that Liverpool nightlife and Mumbai nightlife is at par, I think. Yeah, almost at par. It's same,
the
like,
same,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can't say that Mumbai is better.
How are the girls prettier in Liverpool or... in Mumbai?
No, definitely Liverpool, I mean, like.
Yeah, we don't wear clothes.
Don't worry,
yeah, I know.
We're not paying him, by the way. He doesn't need to say. What have you found to be the hardest thing since you've... I mean, we're in semester two now. I didn't mention that again at the beginning there. We're in semester two, week three. What have you found the hardest thing in the first semester or during the time you've been here the last 5 months?
As I told you, apart from culture shock, the hardest thing was to, like, maybe in terms of classes, we say we do not have these kind of practical learnings,
mm-hmm.
as in we have in MBA class. Practical learning is more emphasized, I think, here than theoretical or bookish knowledge that we have. So back in India, maybe that was one thing which we, in fact, I think all of us are still adapting to the education pattern that you have mm-hmm. in England.
And I see you've got a few things that you wanted to tell us. Is there anything that...
Yeah, I wrote a lot of things, yeah.
Is there anything that you want to sort of put in there?
Maybe I'll talk about the social events, which is of the greatest concern, the greatest interest to me.
Special events, yeah?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Social events.
Well, why did you want to become the social secretary then?
But then that was never my motive, to become the social representative.
It wasn't?
Just no.
No.
A student representative was.
The position of it.
My motive was to become a student representative, which I actually did. But social representative was something because I like, coordinating among people, fixing a date for having fun, a night or something which I did in the very first year, the Indian dinner. But then this motive that I will become a social representative or there will be an election or something. Of course, like, was never even at the back of my mind.
No.
It was no.
I have to say, you do it very well, though.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dan.
Maybe next time you organise something, tell more people.
Yeah, this time almost. I mean, like, it was
because it's been so ordered and really kind of everybody's known everything, haven't they?
The only thing is that I just, before every event, I just go to every person, every guy, every girl. I just talk to her that this, are you comfortable with this? And then if she is or he is, then we just go with the idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to Rahul a bit later on with one of the social events he organised last Sunday. I think Lindsay's got a lead on this next one, haven't you, Lindsay?
I wouldn't say it was a lead. It was just a vague inkling of a thought that might be interesting. Mm. I tend to avoid news because it depresses me. I don't really like watching the news, and I don't really listen to that many news events unless there's something particularly interesting that pops up on radios 2 or 4. But after doing the MBA and a lot of the things that we've done around bonds and how money's created, mm-hmm. and the banking system, the worldwide banking system, and then all the information that's coming out about Greece and how it's really, really hitting the small people on the street, specifically the small people like the kids,
mm-hmm.
who were, there was a spate of faintings in school last week, apparently.
This is in Greece,
In Greece, because there's 20% cut for basically everybody in Greece on the amount of money that they get in their pocket. They can't afford to feed the kids and send the kids to school with lunch, which is, you know, when we've done the kind of things that we've done in the MBA about people making stupid decisions about money, and it's all down to one person's or two, you know, a small group of people and their egos playing with billions and billions of pounds, and the end result of that is that kids are fainting at school because they've got no dinner. It's kind of, alright, maybe that's a little bit extreme, but these are the things I probably wouldn't have looked at, I wouldn't have known about if I hadn't immersed myself in this.
And do you feel that since doing the MBA you can read the articles and have a good understanding of what they're talking about in terms of policies and stuff like that? It makes you feel like you've learned that. Is that kind of like, is that generic, is it? Would you say that, Sebastian and Rahul, do you feel that you have a good understanding now of the sort of financial world, or a reasonably good understanding?
Since you have come up with this topic, today itself I went through The Economist for the first time.
The morning, because I just did Roger say at the beginning you should read it every week.
I subscribed to it some 2 days back, and today I got the first copy.
Okay.
So I mean, it was really interesting. I mean,
Rahul spent most of his time doing the social stuff.
Without doing MBA, like, it's maybe not MBA or something, but this course has definitely helped me, I mean, in terms of understanding the business world. An Economist is all about, like, business.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something of immense importance to everyone. I mean, like, everyone.
Well, we had that guest speaker in, didn't we, on Wednesday, from
investment banking.
Yeah. And he was generally quite negative about
the
European, and sort of, you went there, were you, Lindsay? He's talking about sort of depression for the next good few years. And he reckons that the figures that he's getting from statistics are worse than
in China. It's going to be very high, and
The depression's worse than the beginning of in the 1930s, potentially.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he said that when it stacks all up, it looks worse. The Great Depression of the 1930s. So that was quite interesting. And I might have mentioned in previous podcasts that we have speakers in each week that that come in with their specialist knowledge, and they're actually, you know, professional people that are well known in the business world. This guy's a good name, I can't remember the time.
Neil McKinnon.
That's it. Okay, you're good at that, aren't you? Names. Neil McKinnon, that was him, from VTB. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. I really wanted to go, just couldn't get childcare. There you go, there's the MBA issue of my life. I'd love to go to all these things and just don't. Can't always get childcare.
Yeah.
There you go.
Very good.
I think I'm going to take over now. when it comes to the social stuff. This week, just want to talk about with you guys about the, what happened this week. What have we done? One main event that we've mentioned it earlier. Rahul's organizing skills and his part as a social secretary for the MBA students. We organized previous last Saturday, we had a paintballing event.
Yeah, the paintballing event.
Rahul organized it very well, I would say.
Very good, yeah. We all shot each other.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the Chinese girls weren't very happy with the pain involved, I don't think.
Yeah. I think I quite enjoyed it. I didn't want to go at first, but after a while, people tried to.
I thought the best bit was the suit that you had on with it. Sebastian is 6'4" German, and he had a clown's outfit, which is like different. It wasn't really camouflage, and you could see his socks sticking out the top of it because it didn't go down the whole way.
Brilliant. That was the second one. The first one was the clown's costume, which was basically too large, and then I said, okay, can you give me a size smaller? I said, yeah, okay, have this one. And as well, a bit too. Well, they really didn't have a.
We should really post a picture of that.
The right size
yeah, that
for
was
me.
Quite.
But I found like the overall experience. I don't know what you guys. What you?
Yeah, we really enjoyed. It's great team building, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was quite difficult for you to organise, though, wasn't it?
For the first time, it was, I think, because the other events which I have organised quite went well. But this time, since I had to coordinate with each and everyone. And transportation and all, that was an issue. Coordinating with the manager there, coordinating with the this transport coach guys, that, and then on top of that, coordinating with all the guys individually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a hell kind of stress.
I think it was until like
the last minute
that
yeah.
people
yeah.
just said, okay, I'm yeah. joining or I'm not going.
No, the problem is each time someone comes up with a new idea that I've got something tomorrow, so I can't join. Can you just reschedule to say... Saturday instead of Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Then someone says no. I'm Sunday is fine for me.
Okay.
So, but otherwise, you learn the most when you fail the most. So like,
sure,
maybe
yeah,
something
you
like
learn through
kind
your failure.
Yes,
that famous scientist that was asked by the media how it felt to fail X number of times on this particular experiment, and he said, "I haven't failed." It was 500,000 times. I found 500,000 ways not to do it.
Actually, yeah.
So
actually,
therefore, they're
yeah.
successes because I've got
yeah.
all these ways now not to do something.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant quote. I just wanted to mention that after you did organise this paintballing, we were given some money by the university towards
oh,
the,
yeah.
the cost
yeah.
of it,
yeah.
which I thought was really rather nice.
Yeah, yeah. You seem to be an expert of extracting
yeah,
the money.
Yeah,
it's
a skill that you should exploit.
yeah, again, I know.
Quite beneficial in your personal life, just
yeah.
to, like, get money from other people.
if any of our listeners are out there, I just thought that, seriously thinking about going abroad to study an MBA, what would be, and from India, what would be your advice, Rahul?
Oh, I'll tell you, say in one sentence, it's a lifetime experience for all the guys and girls in back in my country, India. I would definitely vouch. Just come here, study. It's a lot of fun. The people are outgoing. They are superb in every aspect. You won't feel that you are away from home at any moment of your study life here. And you'll definitely take back a lot of things than what you have left behind.
And is it your intention to stay in the UK or?
I don't know. For me, it's fine if I stay. But I just want to. The exposure or the international learning is what I need to take back because maybe something which I'll learn here, maybe I may be able to apply in my India. I've never till now I haven't given a much thought. Whether to stay here or like.
Mm.
Get
mm.
back.
Yeah.
My options are open as of now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you still have a few months left to kind
yeah.
of decide. What
yeah,
you
maybe
do,
6-7 months more to go. Yeah.
yeah.
Is you doing your dissertation here, or are you going home?
No, I'll be doing hopefully a work-based project here.
Oh, here,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
you're here till September then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe more social events then.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add just before we tie things up?
No,
if you'd written down there. Well, next week we're going to bring along some Chinese members, maybe one or two, and see what their experiences is for the MBA. But anyway, I hope you found that useful. And if you've got any questions or anything, please email us on the contact below. Until next week, bye from me.
Goodbye from me.
And from me.
From me too.
And from him.